I suppose what it is, you see, in America, it's about winners and losers, isn't it? You know, you don't like, you like a winner. That's what it is. He's a winner. Well, he sort of isn't, but, you know, they'll do. You know what I mean? In Britain, we're more we like complex winners who self-destruct, you know? Or hopeless losers who win out against the odds and then self-destruct, you know? In America, it's very simple. Winners, losers. Do you know what I mean? That's it. There's no middle ground. Clinton, he's a classic case. He was a loser, big-time loser. He lies to the American people, you know, makes up some... Well, I did not have sex with that woman, you know. And then he makes up some reason, well, I thought she was a different height. And then he says, you know, according to the Bible, it says quite clearly that an indecent act with a midget is technically an accident, you know, so... you know, he got away with it. Now he's a winner. He's a big-time winner. So this next section, I like to call it the... this is the George Bush drum and bass section.
I believe good. I believe good. I believe good. I believe good triumphs over evil. If you feed a terrorist or fund a terrorist, if you feed a terrorist or fund a terrorist, if you feed a terrorist or fund a terrorist, you're a terrorist. We've cut the Taliban. We've cut the Taliban. We've cut the Taliban. We've got the Taliban and terrorist lines of communication.
Communication.
And we will hunt them, and we will hunt them down.
We will fight these evil ones. What shall we do, Lord Vader?
We will fight these evil ones.
Thank you.